Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1176. Visible translated text is as follows. 145 if you get caught, I will get you out on bond and send you away. Conley, that is all right, Mr. Frank. Pause. Frank, I am going out home. Can you come back this evening and do it? Conley, yes, sir, I am coming to get my money. Frank, well, I am going home to get my dinner now. You come back here in about 40 minutes from now. It is near my dinner hour, and I am going home to get my dinner now and be up money. Conley, how will I get in? Frank, there will be a place for you to get in. All right, but listen, if you are not coming back, let me know, and I will take these notes and put them down with the body. Conley, all right, I will be back in 40 minutes. Conley looks at Frank. Frank looks up. Then Conley gets up and stands by chair and looks down at Frank. Frank grabs scratch pad from typewriter table and starts to make memorandum upon paper, but his hand trembles so he couldn't. Frank gets up to go. Frank, now, Jim, you keep your mouth shut, do you hear? Conley, all right, I will keep my mouth shut and I will be back here in 40 minutes. Conley goes out. It took us 18 and a half minutes by the watch to go through the movements and conversation, as above set forth, which Conley says took place between him and Frank on Saturday, April 26th. The experiment was made as rapidly as the dialogue could be read. The 18 and a half minutes did not include the 8 minutes that Conley said he was in the wardrobe and also the time it took him to write the notes. Including the 8 minutes he remained in the wardrobe and the 10 minutes estimated for writing the notes, the whole performance would have taken 36.12 minutes. Cross-examination. We started the experiment at the entrance of Mr. Frank's office at the top of the stairs. We had the copy of Conley's movements and the conversation in our hands all the time. Mr. Haas and Mr. Wilson read the directions. Mr. Brent took the part of Conley. As they would read out the things that Conley did, Mr. Brent would then do them with him all the time. I don't think the giving of the directions lengthened the time very much, because the directions were being given while the enactment of each scene was going on. It wasn't done slowly or deliberately. When they dropped the body, those knots did not come untied. The sack that they carried, to represent the body, contained wet sawdust and cinders and was supposed to weigh 107 pounds. It was tied up tight. There was only one point in the enactment where there might have been a loss of time, and that was where Mr. Frank was supposed to have paused in the office, and I suppose 5 or 10 seconds were lost there. Mr. Fleming took the part of Mr. Frank. When they took the body down on the elevator, Mr. Brent, representing Conley, opened the cloth and rolled the corpse out on the floor, on the cloth, then dragged her back to where the body was found. Mr. Brent dragged it back. He simply picked up the sack by the end and pulled it along. He dragged the sack with the enclosed sawdust weighing about 107 pounds back.